beginning of daf mesach the site daf la mechas beginning of alvegin tes master beginning of the gemara nem lahan elyam b'levarich and just to go over there it's lashon kodesh. So to over here it's lashon kodesh. Says tes tem it's a wonder. I'm done to the contrary. Aim ben nem lahan wine you say that it says over there b'chal b'zavat b'nach that you'll eat you'll be satisfied and you'll bless. Now lahan just to go with the b'berachas mazal b'chal lashon k'dam alalik is never lamigim alam. So to over here why comparing it dafka to the brachas by har evil. If someone says what you can say is, no, the mistabalate fe, lamele perkes hanem, birchas hagrizim. It's more logical for him to learn out birchas hanem from the brachas of hagrizim because the shteyim of furish b'teira. There, both there, the brachas are explicit in the teira. The brachas are not my furish, because Teira says, what do you mean? The brachas are not my furish? Yeah, they are. So I hate for haklolis, my furish is aurish, la bracha, meaning the curses are explicit. And we say that they said brachas too, so it's almost like it said explicitly the brachas. And here also the bracha of Berachas Kanam is explicit. The wording of the Berachas Amazin is not explicit in Torah, so it's more logical to learn now from the brachas Bahar Grizim than from Berachas Amazin, and therefore it's Belashna Kodesh and not Bechalashin. It makes sense at the beginning of the Gemara. Maybe Hudoi he says, Ali Makai, he says, what do you mean? You don't need Gzeir Shavu, you learn that from Kai. So why don't they learn it out from Kai? They don't hold that the word Kai is Ma'akar, El Kacha. And that's another Chav, Kacha. Then this ma'akev, but not kai. Next, this master begins with gemara. Chash lab yainsin, specifically to yainsin, which Taisa says in a lashon b'rayis. That's not the wording of the b'rayis. A lashon pirush gemara. It's rather the wording of the gemara. That's a more severe type of wording. Because v'achigin labesafrid. The safrid is actually very yainsin. He says imalam b'chulu, like as if like it's a kalachayat type of a question. It's like parenthetical. How gemara is saying it? No, it's really difficult. And therefore, the gemara came up with a different shot. Next, this master begins with gemara. B'ksiv kalayam. It says, oh, it says all the days. Oh, so that's how we know that it's going to be not just the Kohen Gadol and all those things. So it says a tame, it's a one because Akati Avodas Yochid Meichelon Disrabi. We said three things that maybe would be. One of them was Tzibur. So you're trying to say, oh no, even Avodas Yochid. Where do you see that included from Kol Hayamim? They can see his Kapayim that you have in the Kapayim, but B'chol Hayam Ikenam Avodas Tzibur Kakayim. What do you mean? Every single day you have Avodas Tzibur. Because the daily sacrifice is a carbon tzibur. Maybe only then do you say it in Sizkabah. Who said you would say to do the same thing by a carbon yachin? So it says, when there would seem, the vadai, the debra cult. No, most definitely, you're right. According to everyone, imid abuidus yachin in Sizkabah. You're right. A private carbon, it does not have in Sizkabah. Rabbiyanus and Nami, Akab Shitve Nakal, Rabbiyanus, and also just parenthetical that it goes together with the things that were specifically that day. So he said it, but I have the Sizkabah, Machal Yahim. You're right. They didn't have Birchas Kam, but it's Tamid, only by the carbon Tamid. After they put the limbs on the ramp and they slaughtered it, Yardu, Borland, Lishkas, because they came down to the chamber of hewn stone. The one in charge said them, Baruch, Bracha, Achas, make one Bracha, Ben Baruch, and they made it. Kara says a Dibris, they said the Ten Commandments, Shema, Vim Shemaya, Vayomer, Ubrachas, Amgil, and Brachas, and they benched the people three Brachas. Emes, Vyatsva, Vidbrachas, meaning the Bracha, Emes, Vyatsv, Ritzei, and Brachas. And Duhadim and Masaf and Motab Shal B'Man. Same thing is by the Mosaf and by the Karmen Tabim by the evening. But that's when they did Birchas Kanim and not by a Karmen Yach. And Bracha from the Kanim is compared to the Avayd that they have. Tari says, what's this going? A little Kai, it's going what the Gemara mentioned before. The Kama, because the Gemara said, Makish Banim Loi. Oh, we know it's not only Kai and Gala because the sons are compared to Aaron. But the question is, Emelin Shiras Daf Keskish, that Pasuk is talking about doing the Avayd. Maybe it's for the Avayd that they compared. How do you know something regarding the Birchas Kanim? L'chakam, that's what you're saying. No, keeping this, because L'sheilu, since the Bracha is compared to Avoida, so within the Bracha, that must mean when they compare to the Kohen Gadol, they compare to the Birchas Kanim. Also, the Iskash Bracha is L'sheilu, because we compare the Bracha to the Avoida. Next test, Master begins with the Gemara, Enel Bikinoi. Or maybe, no, it's not what Hashem Habayi, maybe it's one of the descriptive terms, which Rabbeinu Hillel Pirush, he says, B'Safri, it's Bikinoi, means Kegoyin Kel, Elikim, Tzavaka, is one of the other names of Hashem, not the primary name, the Shem Havai, the four-letter name. But such a star is not logical. Who would ever entertain to make distort the pasuk to say Yibarecha Lekim? It says Yibarecha Hashem. So why would you say to say Lekim the Malkim Shem Ben Abayisus instead of the four-letter name? Why would you even think so? El rather says Tais number Kinoi with the secondary name means Yeshlem Kikriyasa. Maybe you would think that the Kahanim don't say the Shem Havai. They rather say Aleph Dalas, the way he's. His name is pronounced, which is Adnos, Adoy Demnoi, but not Yekaveh, the way it's with the Shem Havaya. That's what you would have thought, but that's what I'm saying. No, they actually would say Shem Havaya, they would say the ineffable name. Next, it says, it says, and every place that I'm going to come to, and I'm going to bless you. So what's the saying? So the Sefer is taught like this. In every place where I'm revealed over there, you should mention my name. That's how Gemara wonders over here. That's really in every place. In other words, you think in every place where I command my name to be mentioned, even out of the Beis Hamikdash, you should bench with Hashem's name. Because in any place that I'm going to come to, Mashman sounds like I need to ask me myself. Sheisham Gilu Shkudin is me divine revelation, and that doesn't make sense. That's out of the Beis Hamikdash. Ella rather says the Gemara Mikra Mesura, so it's an inverted pasuk. That is B'chol Mokum Hashem Obey Lecha. Any place where I'm going to come to, Shani Niglucham, where I am revealed over there. Shama Nimin Tzavchol Haskir Shmi Am Yuchli. That's why I command you to mention my designated name. Behind the Dafka Beis Levchia. That's specifically where's he reveal his presence. In the chosen house, in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what it's taught in the Sefer. B'chol Mokum Hashani Nigla, and any place where I'm revealed, Shem Tei Maske Hashmi, that's where you should mention my name. V'nir, Tzim D'mezat Tam, so it says that for this reason, Nimnu HaKahanim, that's what Kahanim held back L'Varach B'Shem Miuchad to do Berchus Kahanim with the ineffable name, M'Shemeis Shem HaTzadik. For when Shem HaTzadik died, K'damin B'Perek Terf B'Kabal, like the Masa Yuma Nechlam Tzim Beis, why? To be Shalei Zochu Shul L'Gilishchen, because they didn't have any more divine presence, revelation anymore after he passed away, and that's the premise of the Pasuk, as we just explained. Now, V'nir L'Ri appears to the Ri that Koyin Shivarach Berchus Kahanim B'Yeshiva, if Koyin does Berchus Kahanim when he's sitting, also, like, Kumi hasn't done anything. Why? Like a two places ago, like the Gemara says, we compare the bracha to the avoda. Now regarding the avoda, the Gemara says in Zvachim Nachav Gimel Amud Beis, the Yeshu Mechal Avoda. If you do the avoda sitting, you desecrated the avoda. Afkan, so to over here, talk lachs Zvachim Nachav, you'd have to go back and do the Berchus Kahanim again standing. Next is not to begin this Gemara in El Balachash. Maybe no, Berchus Kahanim is in the whisper. Since we need a source to say that you do it out loud. So it's Taisa's Tamil, it's a 1-3. I'm mildly enough, Kalamine, Mixer Shabbat, the Bracha, Bracha, Magiz, and why we're learning that out of Mixer Shabbat mentioned earlier, that we compare the Bracha of Kahanim to the Bracha that the Levim said by Hagrizen. And you should say, Malaham Karim, just like over there had to be out loud, Av Kamal Karim, also over here had to be out loud. So Taisa, Matin, remember what you could say is, Itzuch, you're right, you only need this Drasha to say it out loud from a different Pasik, El and Abihuda, the Leila Yolof, the Mixer Shabbat, El Makai. He doesn't learn the Mixer Shabbat, he learns of Makai. And according to him, you would have to have another limud that has to be with kol rav. Next, this month, the beginning of the Gemara, l'shnayim kodei kanim. When there's two kanim, then you call it kayanim. B'shami pekei nim, then brings Amar Chizda, not like our Gemara. Gemara says that only if it's a kayin chazni, calls it kayanim. But Nishami, Amar Chizda, says the opposite. Tzuch she'a chazni Yisrael. Actually, the chazni has to be Yisrael, not a kayin. Moreover, the Yerushalmi brings up Nachma Yitzchak, he says, but there was one kain, Amikain, then you say kainim in the singular. Shnaim, two kain, Amikain, then you say kainim. Which Amar Chizda says, not full of kainim, if there's one kain, kainim, you call it kainim. Why? Shein kainim, Allah is Hashem. When you call it kainim, it's not necessarily plural for the amount of kainim. But here, it's the whole tribe, even though there's only one going up right now.